ni normal na bahagi ng pagtandang demensya. Ngunit sa pagtatantya ng Alzheimer's Australia sa kalagitnaan ng siglo, halos 1 milyong katao ang mabubuhay ng may demensya. Ang mga pasyente mula sa iba't ibang lahi ay nahaharap sa mas maraming hamon sa pagkuha ng maagang diagnosis, pagkalinga at suporta upang matugunan ang kanilang mga pangangailangan. Tinataguyod ng mga tagapag-alaga at dalubhasa ang tinatag na cultural approach sa pag-alaga sa mga may demensya. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Dorota Banalaysiak na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Ang demensya ay ang malawakang terminong ginagamit sa iba't ibang sintoma, bunga ng sakit kung saan naapektuhan ang utak. Ang pangkaraniwang sintomas ay ang unti-unting madalas na pagiging malimutin, pagbabago sa personalidad, kawalan ng interes, pagkalayo sa mga minamahal at kawalan ng abilidad na may sagawa ang mga pang-araw-araw na gawain. Sinabi ni Vincent Poison, ang Program Manager sa Rural Services of Alzheimer's Australia, kadalasan, unang senyales ang tinatawag na short-term memory loss.
Very often, the short-term memory will be affected. Therefore, the person will have difficulty remembering things that happen in a relatively short term. It might be 5 minutes to a day, or it's short-term. Thinking might be affected. So therefore, the person will have more and more difficulty at thinking clearly or making decisions, for example. For some forms of dementia, their behavior might change, and some of these behaviors might become quite complex and difficult to manage as well. And this is very often where the family will struggle quite a bit.
Sinabi ni Vincent Poison na nakakaapekto ang short-term memory loss sa pang-araw-araw na pamumuhay ng pasyente.
So therefore, we are not really talking about someone who is just forgetting about their kids. It's really someone who is constantly forgetting where things are, constantly forgetting what's the name of a person, and therefore it's really affecting their life on a daily basis.
Si Kasia Bergner ay nagtatrabaho bilang community carer para sa Focus Care Solutions. Nagbibigay ng serbisyo sa mga organisasyong pang-welfare tulad ng Jewish Care, Benevolent, Anglicare at Catholic Care. Sinabi niya man na may ilang mga pasyente ang nawawalan ng kakayahang gawin ang mga pang-araw-araw na gawain.
They lose their orientation. If they leave the home, they cannot come back on their own. They cannot even remember where the bathroom is or where the bedroom is. Forgetting when cooking, leaving it to burn, or opening the taps and leaving the water pouring. Sometimes they don't know how to dress or even how to open the door that is shut. They don't know that you have to turn the knob. Not to mention answering a phone call, they can even forget how to write.
Sinabi ng Alzheimer's Australia na mahalagang bumisita sa doktor para malaman ng maaga ang kalagayan o makakuha ng maagang diagnosis. Habang sa kanilang pagsasaliksik na pag-alaman na ang mga tao mula ibang komunidad ay nadadiagnose ng mas huli kung ihahambing sa iba. May ilang mga pasyente mula iba't ibang lahi ang di handang talakay ng sakit dahil sa pangangambang sabihing nasisira na sila ng bait. Napag-alaman ng mga tagapag-alaga o carer na nagtatrabaho sa komunidad na kadalasan ang mga kaganapan ng pagiging malimutin ay iniuugnay sa pangkaraniwang pagtanda. Sa oras na kailanganin ng pasyente ang 24 oras na pangangalaga, kadalasan nahaharap ang mga migranteng mag-anak sa mahirap na desisyong maghanap ng tinatawag na residential care. Sinabong ulat ng Alzheimer's Australia ng taong 2008 na pag-alaman na ang pag-aakala ng maraming pasyente mula iba't ibang lahi ay inaalagaan ng kanilang mag-anak ay di totoo. Sinabi ng family counselor na si Vincent Poison, nakita niya ang mga mag-anak na migranteng na-pressure upang gampanan ang tungkuling maging tagapag-alaga.
And during that, this process is quite difficult for a lot of families, especially those coming from a cull background. And therefore, our role is there to sort of demystify a bit the information that might be around. Very often, people from diverse backgrounds, they will tend to put a lot of pressure on the daughter or the daughter-in-law to be the carer for the person with dementia. Many of these females very often feel that they don't have a choice in their caring role. They don't feel that as if it's something that they necessarily want to do, but they have to do.
Dagdag ni Vincent Poison, isa sa mga balakid sa pag-alaga sa mga may dementia na di Ingles ang tubong wika ay ang wika.
is that very often, especially if someone has a form of dementia like Alzheimer's disease, which tends to affect the language part of the brain, people will have more and more difficulty really speaking a second language and will tend to revert to their native tongue.
Sa Alzheimer's Australia 2008 report, napag-alaman din na mas nais ang mga pasyenteng ipaalam ang kanilang sakit o diagnosis sa sarili nilang wika. Ang mga nakasulat na impormasyon sa wikang Ingles kadalas ay mahirap maunawaan. Malaki ang pangangailangan sa mga dementia carers tulad ni Kasia Bergner na nagsasalita ng wikang Polish.
They reverse to their native language. They can understand English usually, but they can't speak it, so they would respond to you in their native language. So I have a Polish lady now. When I come to her, she usually speaks English. Then when we walk into the shop, she starts speaking to the people there in Polish, so she mixes the two languages. I think she prefers Polish because she was asking and her family was asking for a Polish carer.
Sinabi ng dementia researchers sa UTS at professor ng palliative medicine Mira Agar, maraming mga bagay-bagay ang kailangang isaalang-alang para sa pagbuo ng tinatawag na care plan.
Early diagnosis, access to services to facilitate diagnosis, coordinated and integrated care, planning for future care and ensuring that patients and their families understand what services and support is out there for them, but also the kinds of decisions both from financial, lifestyle, care and healthcare that they need to think about and plan for and consider what their values and wishes around those things are.
Mahalaga anyang malaman kung ano ang mga nais ng pasyente, di lamang sa pangkasalukuyan, kundi para sa malayong hinaharap.
And so what we found was that if you have not received a proper diagnosis of dementia or that has been delayed, you miss out the opportunity to plan in a timely fashion, that there was lots of gaps between care settings and communication about people's wishes for future care often were lost when people, say, went from home to hospital or from home to residential care.
Ang pagsasaliksik ni Professor Agar ay nagbungas sa pagbuo ng pambansang pamantayan sa mga serbisyo o dementia services, kabilang sa rekomendasyon ng pagkakaroon ng bilingual staff o professional na interpreter, partikular sa panahon ng pagsuri o care assessment. Anya dapat tanungin ng mga dalubhasa o health professional ang mga kung ano ang mga kagustuhan ng pasyente at hindi na mga mag-anak o tagapag-alaga.
And what we're hoping that the guidelines provide is a structure and a process by which families are not finding themselves in a crisis decision, that the only option to solve that crisis is going to hospital. We would hope that they would have much broader a range of access to support, be able to access that support before a crisis occurs.
Yan ang tinig ng dementia researcher at professor ng palliative medicine, Mira Agar. Ang Alzheimer's Australia ay nagbibigay ng impormasyon ukol sa dementia sa 43 wika sa kanilang website sa www.fightdementia.org.au. Mayroon din mga suporta para sa counseling sa National Dementia Helplines sa numerong 1-800-100-500. National Dementia Helpline 1-800-100-500. At kung kailangan ninyo ng interpreter, tumawag sa National Dementia Helpline sa Telephone Interpreting Service sa 131-450. Dementia Helpline sa Telephone Interpreting Services 131-450.